shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Recovery of the stolen plans of Frank West's aero torpedo, Nayland Smith and Dr. Petrie accompany Inspector Weymouth to the townhouse of Lord Sotheridge, who has, in a mysterious phone call, presumably coming from the peer's valet, been reported dead. At Lord Sotheridge's home, they learn from his family physician that the nobleman died quite naturally of heart disease. And the valet denies having called the police, Nayland suspects the hand of Fu Manchu. He accompanies Inspector Weymouth to Scotland Yard to check on the telephone call. Dr. Petrie starts for Baker Street alone. On the way, he meets Karame, who pleads with him to accompany her to the house of Fu Manchu to attend her brother. In the dusk of evening, we find Dr. Petrie and Karame approaching the waterfront abode of the sinister Oriental.
This way, Dr. Petrie.
What a maze of filthy alleyways and courts. You shouldn't wander through them alone, Karame. It's dangerous.
Be quiet, please. This is the place. I have the key. Come, Dr. Petrie, quickly. We cannot make a light. Here, give me your hand. I will lead you. Now, be careful here. Stairway. Move as quietly as you can. Though Dr. Fu Manchu and the servants were out, it is possible that one of them may have returned during my absence. Wait. No. No one here. Come.
By Jove, what a place. I've never seen such exquisite furnishing.
We must hurry. My brother is in the room beyond.
What's that?
Oh, it is nothing. Dr. Fu Manchu's pet marmoset there in the cushion. Hurry, please. Down this corridor. It extends the balcony across one end of the next room. And they look down into the chamber.
Great Scott. A laboratory.
And look. Down there on that couch against the wall. My brother. Oh, come quickly, Dr. Petrie. He lies so deathly quiet.
Wait a minute, Jeremy. Let me see. I'm afraid, my dear, there's nothing I can do for him. He's...
No. Oh, no, he's not dead. He cannot be.
I'm sorry. He is dead. I'd stake my reputation on it.
Oh, no, you do not understand. You are a doctor.
There's nothing I can do, Jeremy. Nothing. The dead cannot be brought back to life.
But you must see. Oh, quickly. Up these steps. Fu Manchu has returned. Oh, hurry, hurry. In this little alcove. Here, behind this curtain. Be silent now and watch.
Fu Manchu.
On your life and mine, make no sound. Now watch. Watch closely.
He's taking your brother's pulse. He's pouring some drops into a graduated glass. Now he's making an injection in the boy's arm. Look. Colors come. off his head. He shows no more unusual symptoms than if he'd just awakened from a natural sleep. Look, Fu is leaving.
You see, Dr. Petrie, my brother is not dead. But without Dr. Fu Manchu, he is dead to me. Oh, how can I leave him when he holds the life of my brother Ali in his hand?
But how does he produce the appearance of death?
It is something in the wine. In another hour, Ali will be again as you saw him.
You must get me that flask or some of the liquid.
Very well. Wait a moment. I shall try. Take this. It is some of the liquid from the flask.
Ah, good. But now, when will be the best time to take Fu Manchu and restore your brother?
I will let you know. Do nothing until you hear from me. Come, you must go now. He's going away tonight, someplace to the north. But you must not come until I send for you. And now, good night. Oh, hurry. He may call for me at any moment.
That vial in my pocket containing a preparation unknown to Western science, I left.
Well, for a staid medico, Petrie, you certainly committed yourself to an unwise venture. Of course, we must arrange with Weymouth to raid the place at once.
No, Nayland. My promise to Karami must be kept.
That's your affair, old chap. I'll devote the whole of my attention to Dr. Fu Manchu. Look, Petrie, what have I all along maintained? That though she's one of the strongest weapons in his armory, she's one which would someday turn against him. I hope that day has dawned.
Nevertheless, we must await word from her.
Very well. Have you any idea of the nature of that stuff in the file?
Not the slightest. I have none to spare for analysis. By Jove, if I only knew the composition of the drug which produced the semblance of death, my fame would long survive my ashes.
She said it was something in the wine?
Yes. It is, of course, some extraordinarily powerful narcotic. By heavens, Nayland, if his treasure of obscure scientific wisdom were thrown open to the sick and suffering, the name of Dr. Fu Manchu would rank with the golden ones in the history of healing.
And she said he was leaving tonight for the north, eh? Petrie, I have an idea. Look up the next train for Lenich.
Lenich?
Why? There's the Datsyo right by your arm on the table. Look it up. I don't think we have much time to spare.
Oh, yes, here. There's one in half an hour, the last.
We're going to be on that train, old chap.
But why in the name of common sense must we gallop off to Lenich at this time of night?
We are bound for Stradwick Hall, the ancient home of the Southerly clan. There's a little problem I'm trying to work out in my mind. Oh, tell me this. Would you consider Lord Southerly the foremost construction engineer of his time?
Undoubtedly.
Greater than von Humber of Berlin?
Well, perhaps not, but von Humber has been dead for 3 years.
3 years?
Well, roughly that. Why do you ask?
3 years, I wonder. Oh, Petrie. Don't think I'm trying to lead you blindfolded in order that later I may dazzle you with my wisdom. I simply fear that we may be going off on a wild goose chase.
Then why go at all?
The idea I'm acting on doesn't seem to have struck you. I wish it had. I'm sure it would argue in favor of its being sound. However, I'll explain later on the train.
Very well. We'd best hurry, then. We have barely time to make it.
Your extraordinary proposal fills me with horror, Mr. Smith. As the trusted family solicitor, I must refuse.
Now wait, Mr. Henderson. Except the heir, who's abroad on foreign service, there's no kin to consider. The word rests with you. If I'm wrong and you agree to my request, there's none whose susceptibilities will suffer.
My own, sir?
On the other hand, if I'm right and you prevent me from acting, you become a murderer.
Heaven forbid.
Lord Sudbury was a lonely man. If I could have put my proposition before one of his blood, I have no doubt what the answer would be. You, as the legal advisor of the House of Sudbury... Good heavens, man, why do you hesitate?
Well, it's irregular, sir. Utterly so. Besides, we've not the necessary power.
I am invested with the necessary powers. I'll give you a written order.
Utterly ridiculous. The procedure smacks of paganism.
Oh, you weigh life against such quibbles. Do you suppose that granting my irresponsibility that Dr. Petrie would countenance such action if he doubted the necessity?
But there are guests in the house. Mourners who attended the ceremony today. He has barely been placed in his tomb. Those guests...
need never know if we are mistaken.
You wish it kept secret?
You and I and Dr. Petrie require no other witnesses. You agree?
I've never in my life...
I've been asked to make so grave a decision in so short a time.
It's preposterous.
Oh, we're wasting time, Mr. Henderson. Every moment now may mean... Great Scott, old chap, it's a matter of life and death.
So you say. Well, very well, I agree. Let us finish the business as quickly as possible.
You brought the things I wanted, Petrie?
Yes. The
family tomb, gentlemen. I will unlock the gates, Henderson, quickly.
Yes,
of course. Witness, gentlemen, that I do this unwillingly, most unwillingly.
Nevertheless, unlock the gates. The responsibility is mine.
Oh, yes, yes.
Did you hear anything, Peter? See anything as we came across the park?
Nothing, Nathan. You think he is here?
I'm positive that Fu Manchu was on that train.
The gates are open, Mr. Smith. And you better light the lantern.
Hold it up, Petrie.
This moment, there we are.
Now be calm, Henderson. You are doing your plain duty to your client.
Heaven be my witness that I doubt it.
Lead the way to Lord Southery's niche.
Oh, we'll get no help from Henderson, Petrie. He's frightened to death.
There. The second one up from the floor.
Oh.
Yes, that one.
Come, Petrie. Help me slide the coffin out.
All right.
Now, let it down lightly as possible. There. That'll do. Now, the screwdriver.
If the British Medical Association ever learns of this name, then I'm finished. Hold that lantern a bit closer.
Gentlemen, I feel a bit faint. If you don't mind.
Stand over there by the foot of the steps. This will be over presently.
There.
It's open. Quick, Petrie. The syringe, make the injection.
So, a blind step into the future of medical science. There.
It's done, Nayland. How long to wait?
It reacted on Karamis' brother almost immediately. Not more than 3 seconds, I should say.
It seems incredible that he can have survived 3 days without food or water. Yet I've known Fakir as an Indian.
Good heavens. Look.
It's working.
He's beginning to breathe. His heart.
Quiet. Fu Manchu is here.
No. Where?
There. At the head of the stairs.
Someone's coming down.
Look out, Petrie. Yakowitz.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.